Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Department of Homeland Security announced its intent to extend the Real ID full enforcement dates to an effective date of May 7, 2025. Under the new regulations, beginning May 7, 2025, every traveler 18 years of age or older will need a Real ID compliant driver's license or identification card, state-issued enhanced driver's license, or another TSA-acceptable form of identification at airport security checkpoints for domestic air travel. States will now have additional time to ensure their residents have driver's licenses and identification cards that meet the security standards established by the Real ID Act. As required by the law, following the enforcement deadline, federal agencies, including the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, will be prohibited from accepting driver's licenses and identification cards that do not meet the federal standards. DHS continues to work closely with U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. territories to meet Real ID requirements, said Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro De Moraes. The extension will give states needed time to ensure their residents can obtain a Real ID compliant license or identification card. Passed by Congress in 2005 following a 9/11 Commission recommendation, the Real ID Act establishes minimum security standards for state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards. Security standards include incorporating anti-counterfeiting technology, preventing insider fraud, and using documentary evidence and record checks to ensure a person is who they claim to be. All 50 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and 4 of 5 U.S. territories covered by the Real ID Act and related regulations are issuing Real ID-compliant driver's license and identification cards. These standards have significantly improved the reliability and accuracy of state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards. Again, the new effective deadline is May 7, 2025. Find more on our website at RadioKenai.com. The MV Taslina will provide service in January and February of 2023, and bookings are now available for communities including Angoon, Gustavus, Hoonah, Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. The Alaska Marine Highway System will operate the Taslina 4 days each week between January 12th and February 26th, while the MV Leconte is offline for its annual overhaul and recertification. We are crewing up the Taslina to cover the January and February service gaps, said Ryan Anderson, the DOT and PF commissioner. Alaska Marine Highway staff continues to make tremendous effort to keep the ships running, meeting Alaskans' needs for medical appointments and grocery runs, as well as maintaining the vital connection to the North American highway system. Having the Taslina operating as a standby ship to cover winter service gaps is exactly what our northern panhandle communities have been asking for, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. Thanks to the men and women of the Alaska Marine Highway System for enabling the system to be resilient and adaptable when the need requires it. The Taslina has been in layup as a standby ship as continued labor market shortages prevented the Alaska Marine Highway System from scheduling the vessel for service this winter, due in part to an aggressive recruitment program. Travelers can make reservations online at ferryalaska.com. You'll find links and information on our story at radiokenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Property Tax Exemption Programs for permanent residents of the Kenai Peninsula Borough is reminding qualified residents of the January 16, 2023 deadline for filing applications. Applicants must own and occupy their property by January 1st and must occupy 185 days each year. Applications must be postmarked or delivered to the assessing department by 5 p.m. January 16, 2023. The $50,000 homeowner exemption is available to all eligible borough residents. Other exemption programs are available for senior citizens, disabled veterans, and disabled residents. Applications are available at the borough offices in Soldotna, Homer, and Seward. You can also find a link on the story at RioKenai.com that you can print at home. For more information, again, visit the story on our website at RioKenai.com. You'll find details about the exemption program for residents and other opportunities. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories for Thursday. This is KSRM News.